Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, guys? How are you?
Hey.
So
buddy.
We're trying to focus on a few positives.
I'm not.
Just before you jumped on.
Personally, I'm not. I mean,
some of the other guys are. I don't take a lot of positives out of a 24-10 beatdown.
But let's start with the positives. Eric was just saying he thought the defensive line played better. What did you see from them?
Definitely. I think they've actually been getting better and playing the way that you thought they might play. And I think there are a couple things that jumped out. And there was pretty consistent pressure. But like, and this is one play. But I think it's indicative of where they're starting to get to. And it was like a third down in the red zone. It was when it's 7-7 before the blocked field goal. And if you remember, there was a play where it looks like Rodgers might scramble up. Oh, no, actually, this was a different one because John Allen had the sack on that one. But I think it was before or after that. But Allen and Montez Sweat are rushing on the same side. And this is not a called stunt. But they both take about four steps upfield. And then Jonathan just decides to get to the inside. And Montez automatically gets to the outside. And or excuse me, goes to the inside. Jonathan went outside. And Montez beats his guy and gets the pressure. Mm-hmm. But the reason I even bring that up is that it was something that earlier in the year, if somebody did that, they weren't replacing. So when the guy goes outside, the other guy's got to replace inside. And that comes from communication and talking and all that, but also recognizing what's going on. And that, to me, was a sign of a line that is starting to really get it and to get to where they need to be. So I thought like that is something that they can build on. Now, you know, and I'm like you, like, you know, at this point, especially for fans and for them, like, they don't need moral victories. What I'm looking at is what can they build on? And I do think that defensive performance, they can build on that. And they were beaten a couple times by an elite quarterback. You know, like little things, like there are a couple times where maybe you reveal what you're doing a little bit soon. And he's going to read it right away and adjust right away. It's remarkable to watch a quarterback at that level and the little things that they do that people maybe just don't even realize and how, and that's just that. Like if you show something a second too soon against Rodgers, you're done. And that's what happened a couple times. So, but I do think the line was better and I think it showed. I mean, you know, they still have issues on that team, of course. We know that. But if they can, you know, as much as anything, they need to get that defense right because if they don't, then this rebuild will take a lot longer.
Two other positives, I thought, defensively. I mean, I think it's good that the Jamin was in there all but one snap. We all saw him make a play or two, and I got burned. He missed a tackle that we all saw, you know. But I thought that's some progress. And then I thought Danny Johnson came in and made some plays.
I like Danny Johnson and always have.
Yeah.
He's just a guy that was always kind of get caught up in the numbers.
Yeah.
And I know he got caught in kind of a no man's land on the one touchdown to Adams. He's got this outside zone contain, and once it turns into that situation, he's got to maintain something, but then he sees Chase getting to where he's supposed to be. But the bottom line is that Danny, I believe, played that right. But he did some nice things. I mean, for a guy who hadn't played this year, you know, I thought he looked better this summer. I think with Jamin, I think there's a lot. We saw what we saw, right? We did see the missed touchdown. The key on that one was he's got to know where his help is. Mm-hmm. And on that one, he's got safety help, so he's got to play to the outside right away. And my understanding is he recognized that when he got to the sideline, he knew what he had done wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody who's coached, the first thing you want to know is, does a player, when he messes up, does he know what he did wrong? Mm-hmm. And he did there. So that, and I think what you're starting to see with him is his instincts maybe taking over a little bit. Like, there was a run play early in the game, and the two things I liked in this play, he attacks the line. And I think that's something that Cole Holcomb needs to be more consistent with. But Jamin attacks the line here, and Jones tries to bounce outside. Jamin's up in the wash. He gets over and stops him for a two-yard gain. It was a really good play. And those are the kind of things that, again, he has to build on. And I can see, I think a big key to me for him, does he start to take over more of Cole's role as the season goes on, and pushing Cole to the outside and have him taking more over on the inside. And that will be the next step in his development, because I think that will be something that will then help this defense, because I think you put both guys in spots where they eventually need to be. But, you know, and like, you know, we saw the other stuff. I mean, those are out in the open, but I think, you know, you need to watch him a lot to see how is he progressing. And I do think, I thought he was good in coverage last week against Kansas City too. So again, I don't, you know, I feel like I'm talking about a team that won 24-10, but
trying to find a few positives.
I think that speaks to how this season has gone, right? That you're looking at like this, but with this defense, again, he's a young kid. He's got to develop. If he wasn't developing, there'd be a big problem, but I think he is. And so I think that's a positive sign, but they still have to, you know, and I'm not putting the loss on the defense yesterday. So there are things to talk about the D that was better and has been better.
All right, so let's talk about the offense. The offense obviously struggling. The positive, I mean, I am trying to be positive. They did move the ball, right? No punts. And then they're just catastrophic in the red zone against a team that had been giving up touchdowns to everybody every time they were down in the red zone. It's just a weird – it's just such a weird game, right? Because Taylor, any other day, he scores, but he decided to fall down for whatever reason. McLaurin dropped the ball later that, you know, he'll never drop. That's just so bizarre. So there were a couple bizarre things, but then, you know, then Taylor throws the interception that he always throws when they're down, which is
a killer,
which is why he's who he is. But there were some nice things too, like he started to run and take advantage of things and move the ball. So it was kind of a mixed bag. Like, I don't, even though they only scored 10 points, I don't feel like it was a catastrophically awful performance offensively. I mean, it was in the red zone, but everything else was kind of okay. Say,
between the 20s, it was really good. And then you have to look down at, well, what happened on these individual plays? And you're right. Like, if he didn't have to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dive on that play. Mm-hmm. Well, but if he does dive, then you've got to be more all out and basically do a Pete Rose into third base, right? God, half the people there don't even know what I'm talking about.
I mean, he's got to extend the ball.
Well, he can do what he did against Tampa last year.
He'll never do that again, but, you know, we'll see how many more opportunities he gets.
But, like, that's that you know, there are a couple times where I think that maybe he missed a guy. I think Dax Milne was the guy he missed one time. He had him open, and I don't know that he even looked for him. And, you know, but then there's unfortunate things, like the fourth and three. If you remember the first time they went for it on fourth down, and he throws the out to Terry McLaurin, and it's broken up. Mm-hmm. When you watch the play, Terry dusts that guy off the line, and I think that worked to his detriment because it's an out route, and because he dusts the guy off the line, the guy is actually in position to break up that particular pass. If that ball had been at the 50, that's a touchdown because he's going to turn it into a go route. But on that play, and so like that was an unfortunate thing that happened where the guy wins that easily. But that stuff, you know, but again, like, you know, it's, I think one thing that this team hasn't done is it's the adherence to details. And when you want to take that next step, you can't be perfect every play, but I think that there's a consistent adherence to details, and you know whether it's going through progressions, whether it's on the Devontae Adams touchdown, the first one, the end's got to play outside on that particular rush, and he didn't. And you know, when you don't do that, you allow plays to happen, and I think that's the big problem that they still have, is that adherence to details. And when you want to be a really good team and take that step, you've got to be mindful of that. And that's where I think they've definitely fallen short.
What about the fumbling issue with Gibson? We were talking about that earlier. I mean, it's kind of like, it was weird. Last year didn't fumble, at least not on record. This year he's got four, you know, only lost two of them. But, you know, that's getting weird.
It is. And I don't, you know, it is. and it kills him. Yeah, I mean the Chargers one was a killer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because
for sure.
That maybe they still lose that game anyways, because, you know, obviously the Chargers had been outplaying them, but they were winning. Mm-hmm. And it gave them an easy 7 points. And I don't know that there's anything other to say than you got to protect the ball better, but that keeps happening. And that's one of the things when Alex Smith was here too, is much fewer turnovers that they had. And obviously a lot of that was on the quarterback. But when you keep doing that, I mean, you're killing drives and you're giving them great field position, one or the other. And, you know, they're crushers. And again, like, this team doesn't have that margin for error. And you know, I mean, they just don't, and they know it. So,
JK, do you expect any surprise announcements within the team in the next week? Could be on the field or off the field. Do you expect anything?
Well, let me say this. Several weeks ago, I wouldn't have expected the DEA to be involved in anything here, and nor would I have expected Congress to be involved in anything that might be related to this place. So I have no clue what the next few weeks will bring. Now, on the field, I don't know that there's going to be any sort of changes, if that's what you're talking about.
Either on the field or off. Yeah.
Yeah. Off the field, I've learned with this team, I just react to what happens because stuff always happens. But
they're not going to swap out. They're not going to swap out Taylor for Kyle Allen or anything like that.
No, I don't see that. You know, and again, I think yesterday was such a weird game because it was the red zone failures against a team that had been terrible in the red zone defense. They have allowed 15 touchdowns and 15 trips. So that you know, you can't have that, and it happened. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case.
What about Curtis Samuel? I mean, when are we going to see Curtis Samuel?
I don't know, because I don't even know that they know. I think we'll get a better feel this week. Does he even come back? Is he able to do stuff? I think that's always going to be a week to week thing, and just see, well, is this the week where it feels better and he can sustain something? Because that's been another key loss. I mean, you don't have a lot of guys. Like, I like DeAndre Carter, but Samuel, they got signed him for a reason and to play in this particular role, and he can be more effective. That's what he was last year.
Right.
So for Carolina, and but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even think that they really know what's going to happen with him. And it's, you know, unfortunately for them, it's like you're now dealing with a situation where you have a guy who needs a lot of treatment with a team that lost its two top trainers. So, you know, it's just it's not ideal.
It's not, though, unfamiliar. I did the math so far. Ron Rivera, if you include the playoff game, has them at a 375 winning percentage. Sound familiar? That was exactly Zorn's and Shanny's.
Oof.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not great.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
What was Jay's? Did you look up Jay's?
Hold on. It'll take me a while. We'll come back. You know what? When we come back, we're going to actually play some of Ron Rivera's clips from his presser after the game. You'll hear what he had to say about the defense, about Heinicke, and more. Keep it here on a Football Monday on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.